our fight, Rob. I felt like from the beginning, we were trying to do everything we could to play smart physical football. And Big 12 opponent, I'm very impressed. We knew their offense was going to be very difficult to corral. Many explosive parts, new quarterback that's very accurate. That held up. But what I liked about our guys, we kept fighting, kept playing hard, and we got that thing to 28-20 in the third, and took the opening drive in the second half to cut the lead. And, for the most part, it was a two-score game the majority of the time. So love that our guys hung in, didn't get awestruck, didn't get down. We missed an opportunity. We got down to the 1 or the 2 yard line with the opportunity to get a first down. We didn't get any points out of that. But we're still able to the next series come back and score on a long touchdown pass. So our guys continued to fight. Our guys continued to go. Our guys continued to get after it, and that's probably the most exciting part about it.
Yeah, you're down 21-3 at the end of the first quarter. Could have gone sideways. What was the message on the sideline to get your guys going, and how were they able to respond so well?
Yeah, we felt like we were close a couple times offensively, and like I said, one of those drives, we didn't come away with any points, but we moved the ball. We were really, I thought, picking away at them, being able to run and throw the ball pretty consistently. So just tried to stay focused and stay positive on it. And then once the offense got a score and got more points in there, the defense started to rally around it. We were able to kick a couple of field goals on some drives that we didn't get into the end zone. So our guys just kept believing through the process. And, one of the things that we wanted to do this year was really be a more consistent team in everything that we do, and wanted our guys to know that, you put in the hard work, you get after it, you do what you need to do, good things are going to take place. And fortunately for us, we had a lot of good things take place on Saturday, just not enough to come out with a victory.
Carlos Davis made his first start for you at quarterback, and what a afternoon he had. 21 of 37, 244 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Just evaluate his effort and how you felt like he did in the first game in your offense.
Yeah, really proud of Carlos. And I think, as we've watched the film and gone over it and, talked to him, I mean, he feels like, he left a lot on the table, which is a good feeling to have. You want a guy to hunger for more and desire to do things at a little higher clip. But really, he ran the offense really well. I think there's a couple of throws that, were unlike him that could have given us first downs, might have extended that a little longer, or extended, his stats a little longer if he'd have taken advantage of those. But coming in, first look at what we're doing, how we're doing it again against a very quality opponent, was very pleased with how he handled himself. He's got a great demeanor to him. He's got a great calm to him. He throws a great touchdown pass to Jaycion Doss. He throws one to John Dunmore, and he's fired up and excited. But then it's like, all right, let's go to the next series. What do we need to do? So love how he's handling himself. Great addition to the program, and for a game one in our system under his belt against a Big 12 opponent, really very pleased with what he was able to accomplish.
We touched a little bit last week about the receivers and those two guys that you just mentioned. Obviously, had big games, big plays. You had a number of other big plays out of your receiving group. How I guess pleased or are you with that depth? And what options does that provide you guys as an offense with so many guys who can go catch the ball?
Yeah, it really makes it a little simpler for the quarterback to be able to look out there and have options really at every position. And so, I mentioned DK James last week. He got injured, game three or four for us and didn't finish the season. He's back. I thought he had a very good game for us as well. He had some catches And he made some big catches in crucial moments. But he didn't have, the stats that, Dunmore and Doss did. Lucas Lindano is another guy that I mentioned. He came up with multiple quality catches for us. So to have that and to keep those guys surrounding Carter Runyon, really, I think, gives our offense an opportunity to be very explosive, and gives us an opportunity to go out and move the ball, on different people. I thought our running backs, who we didn't talk about, our three running backs, all of them did very well. I think, Tyrell Green averaged 7.5 yards, Chris Watkins averaged 11 yards, and Devin Matthews got the bulk of the carry, but still averaged 4 yards a carry. So, a lot of productivity there.
Let's switch to the other side of the ball. Obviously, Cincinnati was a pretty high-powered offense, and they hurt you with some big plays early. But you cleaned some things up. Were the big plays early communication in the secondary, or them just making some plays on you?
Well, two of them, we had blown coverages. And so the last thing you want to do against a really good team is blow coverage, because they're going to find your guy, and they're going to make it. One of the touchdowns that we gave up early, we had a true freshman covering one of their guys. And, he made the high school mistake of looking back at the quarterback. I thought he had great coverage until he looked back. And, I'm sure it's a mistake that he will never do again, because he learned his lesson the hard way. So really, I think 21 points are things that we can correct and we can fix. And they had their number of explosive plays, but I thought, probably 50 to 55 of their snaps, I thought we did a really good job of containing them. Again, we knew that they were going to be very explosive. We knew that they were going to have the opportunity to push the ball downfield as well as run it well. So, I thought after that, I thought we cleaned things up, and really proud of how we played.
When you play these FBS games, is it helpful in game one to kind of, I don't want to say expose some areas where that you need some work on, but do you get a pretty good sense of where your team is when you see them against that level of competition?
Well, yeah, and expose might be a harsh word, but it's probably relative to it, because when you play someone of this caliber early, any mistake you make is magnified. So, I always want to learn from our mistakes, and I'd love to not be exposed in learning from my mistakes. But when you play a Cincinnati week one, you make mistakes, there is going to be that negative component to it. A lot of great learning, will happen today from our guys. Most of the guys have already watched the film on their own. We'll get together with them later this afternoon to watch it and go over it. But they're, the feeling, Rob, in the locker room is there's just a hunger and a desire to get better. Knowing that we were close was extremely disappointing for a lot of guys. We got to carry that into this week's preparation against crosstown rival Morgan State.
I want to talk about Morgan State, and obviously they got a nice win, 30-28 over CA member Hampton on Saturday night. As you've looked at that film, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Yeah, run the ball extremely well, very physical on defense. They had one of the better FCS defenses a year ago. I think they create a lot of problems for people. It'll be a great matchup. We're excited. It's in Johnny United Stadium. So to be at home, coming back after a trip like that for us, I think will be crucial for us. They're very athletic in the running back position, their quarterback. He only threw the ball 8 times, but ran it, I think, 10, 12 times for about 60, 70 yards. So he's explosive. He's dynamic. Very complete group. They know what they want to do on both sides of the ball. I think Coach does a fantastic job of just saying, hey, these are our strengths. We're going to play to it, and you're going to have to find an area that you can take advantage of. But, I thought Hampton, I thought they played them very well. So we obviously have them a little later in the schedule, but I was really impressed with what I saw on both sides of the ball for both teams. Last year's game with us was 20-10 against Morgan State. We got out to a big lead, and then they clawed back into it. I know we're going to have another tough battle on our hands this Saturday.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.